Welcome to Women of Hope. My name is Penny Mulvey. That old saying, opposites attract, is an interesting statement. Why do opposites attract? Certainly that statement has merit scientifically in regard to positive and negative energy. We know that batteries convert chemical energy into electricity as the current flows between the negative and positive terminals. There's a definite attraction. But the same also often applies to human beings. Sparks can fly as two opposite personalities unite as friends or partners. Perhaps the differences take away the natural competitive instincts and allow us to appreciate the other's unique strengths. We live with difference every day. Men and women are clearly different. Siblings are different. Colleagues at work are all different. Different cultures have their own special traditions and customs. The extraordinary nature of human beings is that we are each unique, wired in our own distinctive way. And yet whilst we all live with difference, a part of us still seems to yearn for conformity and sameness. Hence our lack of tolerance for people who dress differently, who act inappropriately, who speak a different language, who espouse different political opinions, who don't read or read too much, who don't do what I want them to do, who. I've invited a few people to join me in conversation on this issue of difference. I suspect we won't cover it all today, as I'm interested in exploring gender differences, cultural differences, generational differences, and maybe even spiritual differences. So we might continue next week. Coming up after this, my first guest, Glenn Williams, of Focus on the Family. You're listening to Women of Hope, and I'd like to welcome Glenn Williams from Focus on the Family. Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Glenn, we're looking at a fairly enormous topic called understanding our differences.
Oh, we should be able to do that very quickly.
Okay, go on.
No. Oh, look, understanding differences, particularly in the context of gender, is what you're saying, aren't you?
Well, that's one of them.
Male-female differences. I'm reluctant to say anything because I might be seen as an expert on this, and my wife would say, well, who makes you an expert? The reality is we are different. We're wired differently. Biologically, we're different. Physiologically, we're different. But, you know, I think there are certainly other things that impact on gender differences, and one is certainly cultural and generational issues. For example, obviously how I function as a male, as a father, and as a husband today has very much been influenced by the impact of my own father. How he functioned as a father for us and how I saw him relate to my mother as a husband.
A very female thing is for us to have a bit of a laugh about our husbands with each other. And, oh, yeah, well, men, they're the same.
Do you remember those cartoons, Mere Male? Remember those?
Yes.
Not sure they're around anymore. They probably wouldn't be allowed to be imprinted anymore.
I think women are good at talking through some of these issues, and it has its advantages in that we all start to then realise that our man is like everyone else's man. There's nothing too different, really, and therefore we can relax. We don't have to think that it's that bad because they seem to be the same. But it's a way of letting off steam. But it can also be damaging. It's the way you do it, perhaps. But that ability to, instead of see it in a negative light, but instead to be able to say, well, he's only able to think about one thing at a time. It's a very typical thing we say. Women juggle multitudes of things. Men only think of one thing at a time. Instead of sort of seeing that as a negative thing, how to look at that in a positive way.
Sure. You raise another interesting point there that we haven't really touched on, and that is you've just presented a couple of very stereotypical views of male and female, how they function. One you didn't mention, for example, is, you know, women don't tend to follow instructions. They can't look up the UBD or the Melways very well and find out where they're going. That tends to be the man's job. But, you know, one thing that we haven't touched on is really the whole issue of personality, the way personality actually impacts the relationship. And the reason why I raise that is because although we can have a stereotypical view of what the husband's role is or what the wife's role is or the mother and father's role and so on, is that we tend to put aside the fact that those two people have very different personalities. What actually attracts them in the first place is often that they're quite different. They may share some very common interests, but they're different. I heard somebody say yesterday morning that the Reverend Billy Graham, he was asked the question, what kept him and Ruth in such a dynamic, wonderful marriage for such a long period of time? And I think it was something to the effect of, because we just believe that we had this incredible sense of divine incompatibility. We understood that we were incompatible in so many things, but understanding that, we also then realized where we complemented each other and where we could add value to each other. To discuss gender differences, if you like, or relationship differences between male and female, is we've got to look at the impact of personality on that as well.
But what Billy Graham was doing was actually celebrating the fact that they were different and saying, that's okay, let's look at the ways we work together and the advantages of those differences.
Oh, absolutely. Look, my wife, for example, is much more organized, much more practical than what I would be. Now, I could become quite down about that, and I could allow her or others to say, well, gee, that means Glenn's not that practical. I mean, he can't be that good. He's not very well organized. Look how disorganized he is. Or, alternatively, we can celebrate that and say, well, look, isn't it amazing? Look how Natalie can manage the home, for example, and all these things. She is so good at that. And rather than see us competing against each other, see that as being her strength. My strength is something else entirely different. It's more that I tend to be a little bit more adaptable if something doesn't work out quite so well. It's like, oh, well, let's move on.
It's interesting, as when you were saying that, I was thinking that we take years and years perhaps to start to understand aspects of ourselves.
Mm.
And it's often others that demonstrate those to us that help us to see them. And to be able to see those in a positive light rather than a negative light and take offence when someone might make a comment that reminds us of that particular character.
Yeah, once again, I think that's because we, you know, if we see it as each of us competing against each other, or we see it as being a difference, and that a difference is a negative thing, well then, you know, naturally that's how we will think, rather than saying, well, look, yes, we are different, but wow, look how we're different. Look at the way that you're different and I'm different, and we come together and we're good at so many different things. You know, don't see it as being a competitive thing, but see it as being a way that we can complement and add value and enrich our relationship.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and Glenn Williams is my guest. Now, being focused on the family, you'd also appreciate the differences within the family.
Sure.
I mean, siblings can be so different from one another, and as a parent, the importance of actually celebrating their differences.
I have three young children, and whilst my daughter is still quite young, she's only 16 months, but my other two sons, we're beginning to see that they're quite different from each other. One is a lot more analytic and enjoys being on his own, and whether that be drawing or colouring or whatever the case might be, watching the latest DVD or something, that's what he enjoys. The other one's into more action toys, and he'll run around, he's got lots of energy, but then at the end of the day, he'll crash and burn. You know, he's exhausted. But we do notice that they're different. One likes the hugs a little bit more, the other one doesn't like that tactile approach quite as much. But we've come to appreciate those differences, yes.
And certainly as they get older and they become more outspoken, and sometimes those that are more pliable, you can think, oh yes, isn't it great they... In fact, I don't have any of those, but you know, that concept of those that are kind of less argumentative, but then to be able to say, but to know your mind and to be able to go forward in the end is going to help you cope better with life. And yes, if you're more able to say, no, I'm not going to go with the flow of what everyone says, I'm not going to be a follower, you know, that I can stand against my peers, in the end is going to be a much better thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. If we can understand our personality, if we can understand the strengths of our personality and understand how other people function, how they relate to others, if you could learn that quite young, those insights will put you in a good place. When you're at work, when you're at school, when you're at home, all of those things. I think where we've got to be careful is that there is the tendency, particularly as parents, for example, if we have compliant children, if we have a compliant child in our life, well then, obviously it's going to be a lot easier to manage that child versus having a strong-willed child. It's like, you know, that's when everything hits the fan and it's like, oh no, what have we got here? We've got this incredible bomb that's about to go off in the house. And so we tend to lean more towards wanting to be with the compliant child rather than with the strong-willed child, rather than appreciate, for example, that the two are different and they require a different type of attention and different type of activities and a different way of relating. And so I think that's a challenge for us as parents, that to appreciate the differences of our children and to understand that they require us to relate to them differently.
Mm. Glenn, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best on your new adventure overseas.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us on Women of Hope as we continue to explore difference.